Women are a decorative sex. They never have anything to say, but they say it charmingly. Women represent the triumph of matter over mind, just as men represent the triumph of mind over morals. Harry, how can you? My dear Dorian, it is quite true. I am analysing women at the present, so I ought to know. The subject is not so abstruse as I thought it was. I find that ultimately there are only two kinds of women, the plain and the coloured. The plain women are very useful. If you want to gain a reputation for respectability, you have merely to take them down to supper. The other women are very charming. They commit one mistake, however. They paint in order to try and look young. Our grandmothers painted in order to try and talk brilliantly. Rouge and esprit used to go together. That is all over now. As long as a woman can look 10 years younger than her own daughter, she is perfectly satisfied. As for conversation, there are only 5 women in London worth talking to, and 2 of these can't be admitted into decent society. However, tell me about your genius. How long have you known her? Ah, Harry, your views terrify me. Never mind that. How long have you known her? About 3 weeks. And where did you come across her? I will tell you, Harry. But you mustn't be unsympathetic about it. After all, it never would have happened if I had not met you. You filled me with a wild desire to know everything about life. For days after I met you, something seemed to throb in my veins. As I lounged in the park or strolled down Piccadilly, I used to look at everyone who passed me and wonder with a mad curiosity what sort of lives they led. Some of them fascinated me. Others filled me with terror. There was an exquisite poison in the air. I had a passion for sensations. Well, one evening, about 7 o'clock, I determined to go out in search of some adventure. I felt that this grey, monstrous London of ours, with its myriads of people, its sordid sinners, and its splendid sins, as you once phrased it, must have something in store for me. I fancied 1,000 things. The mere danger gave me a sense of delight. I remembered what you had said to me on that wonderful evening, when we first dined together, about the search for beauty being the real secret of life. I don't know what I expected, but I went out and wandered eastward, soon losing my way in a labyrinth of grimy streets and black, grassless squares. At about 8:30, I passed by an absurd little theatre with great flaring gas jets and gaudy playbills. A hideous Jew in the most amazing waistcoat I ever beheld in my life was standing at the entrance, smoking a vile cigar. He had greasy ringlets and an enormous diamond blazed in the centre of a soiled shirt. "Have a box, my lord," he said when he saw me, and he took off his hat with an air of gorgeous civility. There was something about him, Harry, that amused me. He was such a monster. You will laugh at me, I know, but I really went in and paid a whole guinea for the stage box. To the present day, I can't make out why I did so. And yet, if I hadn't, my dear Harry, if I hadn't, I should have missed the greatest romance of my life. I see you are laughing. It is horrid of you.
I am not laughing, Dorian. At least, I am not laughing at you. But you should not say the greatest romance of your life. You should say the first romance of your life. You will always be loved. And you will always be in love with love. A grande passion is the privilege of people who have nothing to do. That is the one use of the idle classes of the country. Don't be afraid. There are exquisite things in store for you. This is merely the beginning.
Do you think my nature so shallow? Cried Dorian Gray angrily.
No. I think your nature so deep.
How do you mean?
My dear boy, the people who love only once in their lives are really the shallow people. What they call their loyalty and their fidelity, I call either the lethargy of custom or their lack of imagination. Faithfulness is to the emotional life what consistency is to the life of the intellect. Simply a confession of failures. Faithfulness. I must analyze it some day. The passion for property is in it. There are many things that we would throw away if we were not afraid that others might pick them up.